Realm of Darkness. Published, 27th of May 2022. June is moving towards one of the big battles of the year, Against the Light. May saw the release of images taken by the James Webb Space Telescope. As well as the release of images of the Sagittarius A star, the supermassive black hole at the center of our galaxy, the Milky Way. And although the days have been getting longer, you can still take images of your own. With a number of astronomical bodies in a good position to view. First week. Thursday, 2nd June. Hercules Globular Cluster M13, good viewing. If you would like to view the M13 Hercules Globular Cluster, then tonight provides a good opportunity to view. It should be clearly visible from about 23:45 UK, in a southeasterly direction. The moon won't be a problem, with the new moon having occurred a few days before. M13 can be located on the Hercules constellation's right hip, and should be visible until sunrise, at just before 5. A pair of binoculars or a telescope will be needed to view. Friday, 3rd June. M12 Globular Cluster, good viewing. Being a Friday night, it may be a good chance to view the M12 Globular Cluster, if you don't need to get up early the next day. And should be visible from about 23:45 UK, in a southerly direction. Although the moon will be getting brighter, it shouldn't cause too much of an issue. M12 is located in the Ophiuchus constellation and should be visible until about 2:20 on the 4th of June. You will need a pair of binoculars or a telescope to view. Saturday, 4th June. Saturn in reverse. Saturday, 4th of June means that Saturn goes retro, or rather enters retrograde motion. Before this date, Saturn appears to be moving in an easterly direction. After the 4th, it will appear to be moving in a westerly direction. This is just an optical effect due to the different rates of rotation around the Sun. It is an interesting occurrence in the mechanics of our solar system. Second week. Monday, 6th June. M10 Globular Cluster, good viewing. If you would like to view the M10 Globular Cluster, then the 6th provides a good opportunity to view. It should be visible from about 23:45 UK, in a southerly direction. The moon will be near its halfway point and may cause a bit of difficulty viewing. M10 is located in the Ophiuchus constellation, in a similar location as the M12 Globular Cluster. M10 is faint, and with the moonlight, a pair of binoculars or a telescope will be needed to view. Tuesday, 7th June. Daytime Eretid Meteor Shower. The daytime Eretid Meteor Shower reaches its peak on Tuesday, the 7th of June at around 11 o'clock, UK. The meteor shower will be visible from around 2:30 a.m, UK, in a northwesterly direction. Located in the Aries constellation. You may be able to spot an Eretid meteor during the day. However, remain sensible and don't risk your sight by looking at the sun or using devices such as binoculars or telescopes. Saturday, 11th June. M92 Globular Cluster, good viewing. If you wish to view the M92 Globular Cluster, then tonight may be a good opportunity. You can view it from around midnight, in a southerly direction. Located in the Hercules constellation. Third week. Tuesday, 14th June. Full moon. In June, the full moon occurs on a Tuesday. It is also a supermoon, which occurs when the moon is closest to the Earth. Thus will appear bigger in the night sky. Sometimes referred to as a strawberry moon, thus will be a super strawberry moon. Perhaps we should make a strawberry cheesecake from it. The moon rises at around 22:10 UK and sets the next day just after 5 o'clock. So may be ideal if you are looking for an opportunity to view our enemy. Saturday, 18th June. IC4665, good viewing. Tonight is a good opportunity to view IC4665. The IC4665 open cluster is located in the Ophiuchus constellation, and should be visible from about midnight, UK, and can be found in a southerly direction. IC4665 will be difficult to view with the naked eye, and will need either a pair of binoculars or a telescope to view. Fourth week. Tuesday, 21st June. summer solstice. One of the biggest battles against the light occurs on the 21st, with the summer solstice occurring for those living on the north of the planet. Some will be celebrating the longest day, but my lords and ladies of darkness will be celebrating too, knowing the return to darkness is upon us. Fifth week. Wednesday, 29th June. With the night starting to get darker, the occurrence of the new moon may provide an ideal opportunity to view the growing darkness of the night skies. The moon sets at around 21:45 UK, and will not rise again until around 5 o'clock the next day, providing my lords and ladies with a chance to view the night sky without the interrupting light of the moon. Planet spotting. If you are looking to view or photograph the planets of our solar system in June, then this guide is designed to help you to find which planets are visible and when. Mercury. Mercury is better viewed towards the end of June, rising about an hour before sunrise. Venus. Venus should be visible in the early morning, before sunrise, in June. As the days start getting shorter, there will be a longer period to view. Mars. Mars will appear close to Jupiter, in the mornings, at the start of June. Jupiter. Jupiter should be visible in June in the mornings. At the start of June, it will appear close to Mars. Saturn. Saturn will be visible in the mornings, during June.
Associated podcast, video. Darkest Hour, Brightest Night also produce a podcast and video,
which gives you an overview of the events due to occur in June 2022.
These should be released on the 30th of May 2022, and the podcast can be found in the podcast section,
or on your podcast app.
The video can be found in the video section, or via Odyssey or YouTube. Following us on social media will keep you up to date on the events mentioned in this article, and other related updates.
Support. If you enjoyed the article and would like to help us in creating more content,
then please consider donating via buymeacoffee.com/DHBN. Written by Ben Patmore.
Ben Patmore is an amateur astrophotographer. Feedback. Feedback is always welcomed regarding the article. Our details can be found on our contact page.